There's a famous Ramban in Parshas Vayechi where he discusses what the Chashmonoim did. A whole arichus, but right here in the second column, Zeho Yoinesh Chashmonoim, Shekulim Shemolchu Bebayasheni. They took the Meluchin by the time of Bayasheni. It was the story of Hanukkah. Ki hoyu chasidei elyoin. V'lmolei heim nishtakchu ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvus mi-Yisroel. And if not for the Chashmonoim, Torah and mitzvus would have been forgotten to Klal Yisroel. Ad kedei kach v'afo pikein, nen shu oinish godol. Still they were punished. Ki arbaas b'nei Chashmonoi, azokin el-choser ha-moylchim ze'ach ha-zeh, im kol gvuros ma-aslo-chosom, noflu yado eveim b'chorev. They all fell to their enemies, and they became avodim at kedekach, that they say whoever says he comes from Beis Chashmonoi, we know that he was an eved. But what's very poshut, but very interesting over here, is it's quite obvious that the Chashmonoim were not the ones that made sure that Torah mitzvah was forgotten to Yisrael. That means, poshut, means without them, Torah mitzvah would have been forgotten. That is not true, and it can't be, because the Pasuk says Beferish at the end of Parshas in Parshas Vayelech says Vohoyaki Simtsoeno Oiski Simtsoeno Oisoi Rois Rabbis Vitsorois. Great things Tsoros will happen. Vonsa Shira Hazois Laid, this Shira will be an aid Lafonov Hazois Lafonov Laid, Kiloisi Shochach mi Pizaroi. Torah will never be forgotten, mi Pizaroi. The Torah promises us, it's a Navua, it's a Havtocho, that the Torah will never be forgotten. So obviously, the pshat is that since their efforts were al biderach hateva, Torah was threatened. The Yevonim threatened mamish the Torah, a life of Torah mitzvahs neretz Yisrael, which was the mainstay of the Jewish people. As if not, they would have been forgotten al biderach hateva. They're the ones who al biderach hateva did the effort that brought it about. That's the way it looks. The reality is, there's a Havtocha. The Lashon of the Rambam is, even the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. But he allows them to get credit. They go down in posterity, that Ilmolei Heim Nishtakhu Teru Mitzvahs Yisrael, that the Chashmonoim were the ones that made it, that if not for them, it would have been forgotten, even though we know for sure it wouldn't be forgotten. So the Pshat is the schus that a person gets, and he participates in the assurance of the survival of Torah. It's a schus, as if mamish he assured the Torah itself to survive, when in reality it's going to survive anyway without him, because there's a Havtocha. But he's the one that put in the effort to do it, so it's considered that Ilmolei hu nishtakach Torah mitzvah Yisrael. I think that certainly means that the ability that we have and the influence that we have on others to preserve in their lives a life of Torah mitzvahs, then we have no idea what schus we get. It may even be more, because we don't know, this person has bechira. Here we're talking about the Torah in general, but just the concept that to be the agent, to be the attempter, to be the, maybe it's more than an attempt, maybe the attempt, a successful attempt, but that agency is considered mamish, I have preserved Torah mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael, is a very powerful thing, and that's really that the lesson that we learn, and it's something that I think can have a very positive influence on everyone, because there's so much that we could do. There's still communities to be built, there's moistures to be established, there's families to be influenced, there's individuals to be influenced, and the schus that we get is ein l'shayer. If they're the ones that have put in the effort, that the total result which was promised meirosh is accredited to them, then I think that says something about the opportunities that we have in terms of assuring the survival of Torah and mitzvahs, even on an individual level. But the pasuk really goes further. The pasuk says, "Mehoyaki simtzen ois rois rabbis v'tzores v'onso hashira azois lafonav leid kiloisit shoch mi pizaroi Ki yedati, yodati, es yitzroi, because I know why will be loisi shoch mi pizaroi. I know the Yetzirah, asher hi oisa hayoim, beterem avienu el ha'oretz asher nishboti. Even before he goes into Eretz Yisrael, I know the Yetzirah, and that seems to be the reason, loisi shochach mi pizaro. Very interesting. So Rabbeinu Bechaya has two comments here. One, he says in the right-hand column, he says, mimashu oisa hayoim, yodati es yitzroi shu osid la'avid avidazorah. From the actions that go on today, even before they go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem knew, it says it was known, it was able to know that they're destined to do Avodah Zorah. Ulekach kishetimsenu oiso atzores toid lefonov. Therefore, when those tzores happen, he's going to say edus in front of them. The shira will be edus aksuva batoira ki lo yisi shoch hatorah bivizaroi. There'll be edus that the Torah will never be forgotten. And these edim will exist forever. Okay, a terrible thing that the baker says that this particular dough, this particular iso that he made, that this is bad. But what it seems over here is that there's a need. The Pasuk says, the reason it's loisi shochach is because I know what's going to happen. They're going to do this. But the way the Rabbeinu Bechaya seems to grip that is, what the Torah was saying is that when these terrible tzoros will happen, that they will know, they'll have edus that the Torah will not be forgotten. It seems that it's critical when a person is involved in violation of the Torah, and he's doing Avodah Zorah or whatever he may be doing, that it's a terrible thing, that it's critical that he knows, not just the Torah says you have to do it, and this is the right thing to do, and you're not allowed to do it, and it's a Hori Valyav, or if it's Avodah Zorah, v'chule, but he has to know, ki lo yisi shochach mi pizaroi. That's something, it seems that as we engage in inappropriate behavior, we have to know that ultimately the Torah is going to be around. Maybe there's a netiyah to think that we're ending it. Maybe there's a netiyah to be miyayish. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it seems that there's a necessary chizuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an edus. The shira is an edus that when they're going to have these tzoras, and they're going to do Avodah Zorah, and I guess the consequences that happen, that they have to know, not just that this is wrong and should do tshuva and change, but the Torah will never be forgotten. And that would seem to be something that would be superfluous. I mean, talk to me about now. Talk to me about my responsibilities. Don't talk to me about, no, that's critical. Maybe when we do something wrong, we hope it'll be forgotten. Maybe we're beginning a new era and we're starting a new movement, a new religion. I'm not sure what the psychology there is. But the Torah was made, and it's an edus that they have to know that when they're going to have these tzoros and when they're going to do these averos, they have to be reminded. They have to have not just reminded, but a testimony, an edus that mamish can convince them that no, this is in fact the Torah will always survive. But then he goes on to something very interesting, and he says, "Oyvei." He says, "Nirali mitoch loshen hakosur shu romes sheyovo zman shetishkacha chatera bizman bitl yetzohora." He says, "There will. It seems from the loshen of the pasuk that there'll be a time when the Torah is going to be forgotten, and that's at the time when the yetzohora will be bottled. We know yetzohora shu zman hatchiyo sheosido hatera shezisbotl beoyis zman chutz mipurim. At the time of tchias hamesim, when it seems saying that we're going to arise without an yetzohora, the Torah is going to be in this bottle." Chutz mi Purim. Purim will always be around. That's what Chazal say. It won't be forgotten because I know his Yetzirah. Kloimar calls man shiodati es Yitzroy, that I know the Yetzirah that he has. Who kishi is battle Yitzroy tishkach. When the Yetzirah will become bottle, then it will be forgotten. And then it goes on. The Gemara says, "I see the Torah shetachom Yisrael." Not at the times of Mashiach, Torah won't be forgotten, because Chazal said it's the Gemara in Shabbos. Ein bein olam hazeh l'moisel Mashiach el shibud malchio shibud golios bilvad. The only difference between Mashiach time and now is that the Shibud Golios, in other words, will be returned to Eretz Yisrael. The Goyim will be subservient to us, and Klal Yisrael will be recognized. Avol Kiyam HaTorah Lanu V'Neinu Ad Olam. That's forever. Kol Zman She'Olam Hazeh HaGufni Noheg B'Nohog Zeh. When the Olam Hazeh HaGufni, with physicality, with the guf, and there's a Yetzirah, that's when the Torah will always be noeg. Avol Tchias HaMesim Osin She'Yishtane L'Toy will become good. V'Yinag Noheg Nohog Acher V'Shom Omru She'Tishkach Torah Mi'Yisrael. And then he goes on and brings another piece, except for Purim, and why? It's not clear when he says why, because of the invitation that Esther made to Purim, to Haman for the Suda. That seems to be why the Purim will never be forgotten. I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, but just a simple thing. It sounds like that the Yetzirah is a very critical ingredient in the active engagement and involvement with the Torah. In other words, the Torah has so much to offer. There's such beautiful concepts. There's so much shleimus. There's so much dveikus b'Hashem. There's such madrigas of midas and achieving the ultimate spiritual perfection. But that's all necessary because of the Yetzirah. Sounds like without the Yetzirah, that wouldn't be necessary. It seems that be'etzem, if the Yetzirah is removed, then inside, we're good. The goodness is there. Because the difference between what's going to happen with Tchias HaMesim is that there's not going to be a Yetzirah. So if we adhere to that it's all about the Yetzirah. It's all about the Yetzirah. If we wouldn't, if not for the Yetzirah, there'd be no need for the Torah. And it'll be Nishtaka. I know what Nishtaka means. How can you forget it? There's so much there. But it all talks the Yetzirah. I think that since we're quite familiar with the Yetzirah in our generation, there's new Yetziras that never even existed. I don't know if they never existed. They certainly weren't as active and as aggressive and as prevalent, maybe. And then we have to realize that that's really what the Torah is all about. That's what the Torah is talking to the Yetzirah, and that's. It's a Yitzrucho Misgabru Alech Chazal say, Moshchei Ula Beis HaMedrash. That's it. The Torah was given to Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzirah. That's going on something else. But that idea, the Torah speaks to the Yetzirah. So I think, I hate to say it like this, but maybe we should have a little more respect for the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is really what it's all about. It's the battle between the Yetzirah and the Torah. And the more we realize that that's the whole focus of the Torah, so then it's not a question of the Yetzirah, and we give up and we give in and we say, I got a Yetzirah, and it's overwhelming and I can't do anything, and I'm an onus and I'm a this. That's what the Torah is for. The Torah speaks to the Yetzirah. If a person is involved in the learning and in the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, that is the antidote to the Yetzirah. Without that, there's no purpose of the Torah. That's what it's all about. And Mela, I think it can be an encouragement to deeper strengthen the Melchemes HaYetzer. Yetzirah is not, does not win. Yetzirah has, as I'll say, has power, maybe even an edge over the Yetzirah Toy, but the Mola HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizra Eino Yocholoi, Hashem helps him, and the way he helps us is through the Torah. The Torah is the vehicle to overcome all Yetzirahs. We live in a world today where the Yetzirah is not shaykh, it's rampant, it comes, it's we've taken it into our into our hands. We've taken it into it. It's more acutely involved in our lives than ever before in history, and that requires, I guess, much more chizuk in terms of the commitment, the appreciation, the limud haTorah.